Praise 100.9, 92.7. I am Melanie in the middle. It's a fantastic, what is today, Tuesday? I'm losing track of my days of the week. And this is the thing. I'm already one day behind for this epic worship event with William McDowell. We've got William on the phone. How you doing, Pastor?
I am doing wonderful. How are you? Always good to talk to you.
Likewise. I'm so excited about your latest venture, 7 days of withholding nothing.
This thing is taking on, it's going beyond my wildest imaginations. We really wanted to make this worship available to everyone. So you were actually there. We had an epic worship event that took place. The Withholding Nothing CD was also a Withholding Nothing concert film. And what was captured that night was absolutely incredible. And it's just been the desire of my heart that people across the nation and across the world have the opportunity to experience what happened. And so we made it free for 7 days. I wanted to remove all barriers so that people literally across the world could experience this. And that's exactly what's happened. And I can tell you that as of this moment, 112 nations have participated in this event in the first 24 hours. It's just been absolutely incredible.
Well, we've talked about this before, and you shared really from the very beginning that it was very important to you for people to get to see it. What's so critical about the visual component of this?
One of the things about, you know, the presence of God, and I even share, you know, this to some degree in the film itself, relating to the story of the centurion. You know, he comes into the presence of Jesus, and yet what he understood is in Matthew chapter 8. And there's a lot of different context with this, but I can use this simple point here. You know, he understood that Jesus had the ability to stand in one place, speak something, see things change in another place. And what that means is that, you know, God's presence isn't limited to the atmosphere that it's captioning. But what's great about it is when it's captured in an atmosphere, whenever it's watched or released somewhere else, people literally experience this same exact atmosphere that was released in that room. And so it's been so important to me that, you know, there's not a venue anywhere in the world large enough to contain the amount of people that you want to hear about Jesus and experience Jesus. But, you know, what technology allows us to do at this moment is to take that same atmosphere and literally see it transfer around the world. And so it's been important that people, you know, experience this worship. You know, we have been invited to countless countries. We've been to more than 30 ourselves, but this worship right now is going to over 100 nations where I couldn't even go. There's some nations where it's illegal for me to even minister, that people are watching it.
Well, and this is what I love, because, you know, a lot of people talk about how important, you know, worship is, and you've really put your money where your mouth is, starting, first of all, with coupling your CD with your DVD, which, you know, from some standpoints may not have been advantageous to you from a sales standpoint, and then now making it available free online. Clearly, it is truly, truly important to you for people to have this worship experience.
Absolutely. I mean, if you go into the store and you buy the physical CD, the DVD comes with it, but we make no money from that DVD because it's essentially free, because obviously you're paying for just the CD, so you're getting a DVD with it. It's so important. I think that, you know, in today's day and age, you know, we who are carriers of the gospel, you know, obviously the Bible makes it very clear that those who preach the gospel live from the gospel, and so we understand that. I'm not saying that, you know, no one should ever be paid or anything like that,
right.
But it's so important for us to get the message of Jesus to everyone that if it's free, it's free. It just has to be that important to us, that at the end of our life, you know, none of us who sing gospel music, none of us who lead worship, likely will never see the type of money and resources that those who sing about other things will see. And over the next 50 to 60 years of our life, it may look like in one moment that, man, you know, this this was tough. You know, we could have lived in a better house or driven a better car or whatever. But we made the estimation that doing something for His glory was worth more than what we could achieve for ourselves. But 1,000 years from now, when we look back on it, we will know that it was worth it because we were a generation who was trusted with the baton of carrying His message from one generation to the next, and we didn't let it fall in our generation.
And how do you balance that thought that you just kind of touched on, the whole thing of, you know, somebody would say, well, you ain't got no faith if you don't think you can make what Michael Jackson had made. You know, the balancing between having faith and forsaking certain things for the sake of the gospel.
Well, I could get in trouble. Uh-huh. I don't have enough time to explain that. So, I will say that our life is not about the accumulation of things. It is about God's glory. Everything is about God's glory. If we're singing, I give myself away, but we want what we want, mm-hmm. we're lying. And so ultimately, it has to be, it's all Him or none of Him. With God, it's all in or not. And so ultimately, you know, what gets us in trouble is a lot of times we'll say, if we tithe and, you know, God's going to bless us and He's going to whatever. Well, you know, His promise there is, you know, test me and see if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Well, the whole thing was they were testing Him and not doing it. Mm-hmm. They were testing His wrath and He wasn't doing it. So now He's saying, well, since you tested me in that area, test me and see whether or not I'll bless you. But the truth of the matter is, while we talk about that, I guess we do it, and then the 90% is ours. But the key of the New Testament is generosity. Withholding nothing is a response to a God who withheld nothing from us when we were evil and sinners and we could not pay for our own salvation, and yet He gave His best. And so the response of the New Covenant is generosity. And what that means is the 90% doesn't belong to us either. It all belongs to Him.
It
all belongs to Him, if we are in a pursuit of things and we want those things for any other reason than bringing Him glory and extending the kingdom, we want them for the wrong reason.
That is exactly why I love you, and I knew you could answer the question. But let's tell people, streaming free online at withholdingnothingfilm.com, you can check out songs that feature Jason Nelson and Steve Crawford, Deidre Greathouse of Anointed, Daniel Johnson, and of course, my friend William McDowell. What's your favorite moment on the DVD? Do you have one that you keep going back to?
I think since I'm being asked that question, I'm going to have to make an answer.
You don't.
I keep saying the whole thing. But I'm going to say this. During Song of Intercession, not only the response of the people praying for the nations, and literally, you know, I was crying before I got on the phone because my friend who's administrating the website, and when all these nations came up, he said, do you realize that many of the nations that you called out while praying that night are the ones that are watching?
Wow.
And so literally, it's just, so Song of Intercession, the reason why that's, to me, my favorite moment is not only because of the prayer that happened, and when you watch it, you'll see. But Daniel Johnson took that moment and went into a spontaneous song of the Lord that we just followed. Mm-hmm. And after that moment, everything else, the last hour, is completely unscripted. And so as a result, Withholding Nothing, many people don't know, that wasn't a song. And during that moment, it wasn't on our set list. The first time I had ever sung it was in that moment. So now the CD is called Withholding Nothing, but it wasn't even a song. The song that came after that, There Is a Sound, that song didn't exist. That was also spontaneous. So the last hour is spontaneous as a response to what shifted once Daniel sang what he sang during Song of Intercession.
And that is what always seems to happen to you, and I think it's evidence of being completely yielded, and we are the benefactors of it. Why don't you give people an invitation out to check out withholdingnothingfilm.com?
Absolutely. There's a worldwide worship event happening right now online, literally 112 countries already and counting, and I want you to experience this. I want you to experience it so much that we made it free. All you have to do is go to withholdingnothingfilm.com. For the next 7 days, you have the opportunity to watch it for completely free. My only thing is, if it's a blessing to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody else.
Awesome. And you can log on to praycharlotte.com for the link. Find out exactly where you can watch it as well.